What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
We'll just cut it out.
But because, hey, this will get out something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, innit? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, innit? I know you're listening, babes. I love you.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
I'm good to go.
Cool.
Yeah. Bond ready.
All right. What's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with myself, Marvin Abbey. Who has we got in the studio?
Mr. Exposed.
Taser is Daddy
Ray
Duties.
Vani.
Daddy Duties today. But we got, I said, forget the intro. I'll let you know who I am. We've got a very, very special guest. Big man in the building. What's going on, bro? What's your name? Where are you from?
Yo, this is Ray Vani from Tanzania, East Africa.
Come on.
Yes.
Big, love it. Big deal over
and
there.
And before we started,
Here we go.
Marvin was like, you lot are from the same part of the world. And I was like, no, we're not. He's like, it's the same. And I was like, bro, I'm Zimbabwean. He's like, it's close together. And I was like, bro, it's not even the same
part of the country. You both speak Swahili, though.
No, I don't. Bro, I don't speak Swahili.
I thought you do.
No.
Why would you think that?
You're from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
They speak it over there, though, no?
Yeah, I think little words.
Okay, okay.
What is moyo in Zimbabwe?
Hot.
Yes, same thing in
Tanzania.
So I think,
okay, this, similar wording.
Bonding, bro.
It's not bonding.
Not that much, bro. Not that much, but little words.
Because in terms of West Africa, you got like Ghana and Nigeria. We're not similar, but
West Africa.
Yeah, but it's West Africa.
Are you from Ghana?
Southern Africa.
I'm Nigerian.
You're Nigerian.
Yeah. That's what I was quite impressed with, like, when I was reading up on you and stuff, because the focus tends to be more on, like, Afrobeat in terms of Nigerian artists.
Oh, yeah.
Your Burners, your Davidos.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the people that are hyper-visual.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you yourself, when I looked at your Instagram, you've got, like, 9 million followers.
Yes.
Like, you've done a lot for Tanzanian rap.
Yeah.
Or music, I say.
But what I'm doing, I'm doing things in a different way, you know? Because we have our type of music, we call it bongo flavor.
Yeah.
But when we call bongo flavor, means that we chop different sounds from different part of the world. That's why if you go to Tanzania, you see, you're going to listen to some songs like, this sounds like Nigerian, but they're from Tanzania.
Yeah.
You can find other songs like, I'm a piano songs, from South Africa, but you can find them in Tanzania.
Yeah.
We have reggae song. We have rap type of songs. So we call it bongo flavor. Like, we have different fusions of different sound. But what I'm doing is different. I like to work with different musicians from different part of the world.
Yeah.
Did a song with Indians. Did song with Colombians. Did song with Nigerians as well. So I'm trying to, do my music for the world. So that's what I'm doing. So when you see those, you say you have 9 million followers, or you have those songs with big numbers. Like, I have my song called Te Amo. I did with Meshes Marikoa from Mozambique. I have another song with Angolan artists, like South African. That's what I'm doing. Because I'm doing, in our country, we speak a lot of Swahili. There's not a lot of English in our country. So what we are doing is, taking that Swahili language to the world, I have my song Tetema. It's typical Swahili, but everyone can dance to it. Like, you can vibe with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you don't understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw one video of Maluma. I think there was in LA was a fashion week. I don't know. He was just vibing to my song. And I was like, okay, that's the opportunity. I was like, yo, bro, thanks for vibing to my song. I just DM him and it was like, he didn't reply. And I was like, what can I do to get his attention?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went and posted, like, okay, me and Maluma, we have a song coming out soon. And I was lying. We didn't even have any plan. He didn't even reply to me. So all the blogs, all the media was like posting me and him. And he was like, what's going on? And then he texted me like, yo, what's good, bro? And then we did another version of Tetema, the Colombian version. So that's dope, though. That's what I'm doing. Like,
you could have taken that left, though.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
You could have been like, yo, wait, why are you saying we got a song together, bro? What's going on? But that's good, though, that he saw the opportunity.
So that's what I'm doing. Like, if you go to my music, you'll see I'm working with different artists from different parts of the world.
I think that's the best plan, though, because I'm seeing it with a lot of artists. A long time ago, for example, American artists when he worked with Americans.
Yeah.
UK artists when he worked with UK artists. Where you're seeing, like, a lot of artists, like, for example, Central C.
Yeah.
Dave. Teddy, they're going to France and making a record with the top guy in France, or like someone in France. They're making a song with someone in Italy. So you're kind of taking followers and drawing attention from all different places that maybe wouldn't have known you before.
Yeah.
So it seems like you're doing the same thing.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the gap has been bridged a little bit because before we didn't understand music from different places, essentially. Yeah. But now, you know what I mean? You listen to music and you're like, I have no idea what they're saying.
Yes.
But I love it. You know what I mean? There's so many songs I go through on my phone now and it's like, if you were to ask me what they're, you know, rapping about. Yes. It's like Premier Gawa, when we listen to it now, and you know, when I saw the translation of the song and I was like, wow, that's not a happy song in terms of him. Like, he was going through it, but we are in the rave. You're in the club vibing, but he's having a whale of a time. But it kind of shows you that music really transcends everything, essentially. Because even when you think of I'm a Piano, essentially, like, I'll speak to people and you're like, oh, what does this mean? And you're like, that's a very spiritual song. You're like, oh, that's borderline gospel. And people are in the dance.
They're dancing to it.
Yeah, but because it's just literally what something sounds like, essentially. Sometimes you can just literally connect with music on more than just a lyrical level. And I think now that people are appreciating music from other places a bit more now, people are open to listening to different things, essentially. Because before, people were like, no, we're just listening to hip hop. Yeah. And once upon a time, it was just American music we would listen to. But now we're just kind of open to, you know what I mean? Like you said, start with Afrobeats. You know, I'm a Piano, and now we're kind of tapping into all the other little pockets of music that we have back home, essentially.
And even, it's a beautiful thing. And even when you go to America, you might be chilling with someone that's American, and they're like, yo, put on some Afrobeat. Piano. You're like, raw, like, back in the day, that would have never happened. Yeah, they listened to only like Americans before. Yeah. But now it's like, they're kind of like, oh, we've had enough of the Americans. Like, this sounds fresh. It sounds new.
Yes.
I can dance to this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And people, there's the whole year to return, and people going back to Ghana, Nigeria, other parts of Africa to kind of...
I think it's the time now for the world to listen to different sounds. Yeah. Especially from Africa. Now, Afrobeat is so big, but I'm telling you, there's another sound we have back home. It's called Singeli. It's up-tempo songs. You know, up-tempo song. But vibe.
Where's that? Just in Tanzania? Or
just in Tanzania. It's like origin from Tanzania. So you can go and find Singeli songs. Crazy. I've done one with one DJ. He's from Village. He used to post on TikTok, you know, vibing to you're vibing with people. And he went viral, like, all over the country. And I was like, okay, how can I find this guy? They're far from our town. And I managed to reach out to them and we did a song together. Now they're big in the country. They're doing their own shows.
Oh, wow.
So back home, if you can come with your songs, you can rap, you can do whatever. But when those Singeli singers got on stage, you have to...
crazy.
Yo, bro, it's crazy. So I think now the world have to pay attention to our sound. We have so many sounds back in Africa.
Are you feeling the pressure now? Because I'm looking at things and I'm reading it and it's like, you hold a record for being the first Tanzanian African artist to perform at the stage at MTV EMAs.
Yeah.
First Tanzanian act to clock 100 million streams.
On Boomplay.
The only Tanzanian artist to ever win a BET award.
Yes.
You got nominated for a Grammy the other day.
Yes.
So it's like, do you now feel the pressure that, like, it seems like you're the OG of this Tanzanian sound or this, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel it? Or is this like, it is what it is?
It's like this. When I'm walking, I'm just looking at myself, like, what I supposed to do? You know? Like, I'm just looking on my focus. Like, okay, this is my focus now. But when it's successful, then it's become like, oh, he's the only guy to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel myself like, okay, I'm the OG. Like, I have to take it to the next level. I don't take it that way. I feel like I'm so selfish, I can say. I'm thinking about if I can't do it, then who else will do it? That's why this year I'm focusing on global market, you know? I feel so bad when I see some stuff and they're not happening in East Africa, you know? We see some, you know, Nigerians, you know, West African artists doing big stuff.
Yeah.
I think even East African, they can do it as well. So that's the goal.
Do you think, you know, because when you look at your, you know, your massive following, essentially, do you think, you know, if you were to, let's say your music was just to remain in Africa, do you think you could sustain yourself back home when you're like, you know what, I could have a career here, even if it didn't go abroad? Because I feel like you've touched on something where you're like, I started here, you know what I mean, focused on here, grew what I have here, and then you've kind of reached out. So you think you can sit here and say,
I've done that already. You know, so, you know, life is all about, you know, challenging yourself. Like, what extra you want to do? You know, it's okay. You can say, okay, let me just do here, you know, big things here. And it's okay. But, you know, representing the country, the culture to the world, that's good also. Because you're opening not only music-wise, but also business-wise.
Yes.
When you promote the industry, when you promote your, for example, Nigerians, it's few artists who started. I can say maybe Fela or
Sunny Ade.
Yes, and then it comes to P Square, and then Wiz, David Obanabo, and then Rema. You know, it's like a generation. Now they're making a lot of money. They like business wise, not only music. They got big endorsements and stuff like that. Taking your music to the world, like you, it help you in different ways, like music wise, business wise. So I think that's the focus.
I think it's cool, and it's kind of sick what you touched on, because people don't realize how much of a impact you have because you don't see it until afterwards. True. For example, even this interview now, like just me personally, I wasn't aware of maybe Tanzanian music as much. But now, after meeting you, I'm going to look into it more. And I'm sure some of our listeners are going to do the same.
Yes, that's what I was talking
about. And some of our listeners that do listen are like, yes, finally, like, people are going to hear and there's going to be a light shone. So, because I feel like a long time ago, only certain places were cool. Yeah. If you're from this place, you're cool. If you weren't, you're not.
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays, it's like, you could be from anywhere.
Yes.
Anyone can be cool from anywhere, bro.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, depending on how you dress, how you talk, what you sound like, everything's changed now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's sick, that it's a good time for the world in general to kind of highlight wherever they're from, because if you're lit, you're lit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Is there any reason you keep saying Tanzanian?
How do you say it?
I know, you know, because you know what I mean? I know you're getting those looks, you know what I mean? And everyone...
What is it?
It's Tanzanian.
Oh, brother, that's your because of your tongue, bro.
They're two different words, bro.
What?
Brother, it's the way I say Z, Z. Like, I'm from here. What
is Tanzanian?
Yeah.
Is it Tanzania? Is Tanzania?
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you're from Tanzania, but where?
Yes. Tanzanian.
Yeah.
What did he say?
So there's a whole extra RI in there.
What did he say?
Tanzanian.
Oh, no. There's no that.
I didn't say Tanzania. What? Nigerian, no,
you say Tanzanian.
You said Tanzania, bro, twice. First time you said it, I was like, okay.
What?
Okay, that's going to be a
second time, I was like.
But it sounds dope.
Thank you. So I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
No, when you said that, like, maybe there's a reason.
You know what? I'm going to continue saying it because he knows there's no disrespect. That's my man over there. Like, you get me?
I was asking because I thought maybe something I don't know.
Tanzania and that. You get me?
I thought that was the movement. You know what I mean? I thought maybe he has a movement over there. Tanzanians. I was like, I don't know.
Well, sounds dope, though.
Come on.
Yeah.
Put on a t-shirt, bro.
Yo. Swag.
See, I'm to put up with.
What, bro? I was asking. What? A man can't ask why you're using a specific term.
No, but
first time you used it, I was like, okay.
On a real,
second time, I was like, okay, it's the
thing. Did anyone else notice in it? Please. Was that what we're doing?
You know those.
I'll break the camera, you know.
It's confusing sometimes, those words. For example, Rwanda. How do you call Rwanda?
Aren't they Rwandans?
What?
Rwandans.
You say Rwandese. Rwandese.
Rwandans.
Yeah, Rwandese, right?
I'm serious.
And, thank and
God.
Congo?
See? Thank God. See?
And
you
said, Congo?
Nigga, you've been saying that wrong.
And how do you
I've
say Congo?
Said wrong. This is the first
what about Congo?
Rwandese.
Congolese.
Why Lee is there? Why not Congo? Congo.
Go with Congolians.
What is it? What's Congo? It's Congolese.
Congo is Congolese.
Yeah, so, all right, cool.
Rwanda is like Rwandese, I think.
I've never heard that. Rwandese.
Tanzania, you know how to say it better. Tanzania?
Say it, yeah.
No, just say it again.
And then pressure, man. What's going on here? So, I know like Somali is Somali, right? Because a lot of people say Somalian. And yeah. It's like that. It's not correct. It's supposed to be Somali, right?
You see, sometimes it's confusing.
Yeah, it, that one's confusing, but yeah, but yeah. I know that it's
it depends
Somali.
How you confuse it. Then it sounds better.
Okay.
So your confusion was wavy.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's what I'm saying. And I feel like it depends on where it's coming from. If you say it in a disrespectful manner,
yeah,
then it's different.
Yes.
Whereas if I'm just saying it and I'm like not paying homage, but I'm being cool, but I'm saying it wrong. It's like someone says, if someone French says Nigerian, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you, I don't really care.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't just really an accent difference, not a word difference.
That's what it was. It's an accent difference.
No, that was
it
a word
was.
Difference.
It was. I'm from East London.
Your accent is adding letters, bro.
I'm from East London, bro. I'm Cockney in that. You get me?
Yeah.
What parts of London have you been to? Actually, like, is your first time here?
No, I've been here like 3 times.
And what areas do you usually stay in, or what areas do you like in terms of?
Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
When you from where I live,
yeah.
Like if you come to London, then you're good. Since it's London, then you're okay.
Oh, you're just saying anywhere.
Yes, like anywhere, bro.
I hear there's certain parts of London that London, make you miss home.
Yes, since it's London, then.
Bro, but this is it. But I feel like, so I moved here when I was 14 years old. So I grew up, born and raised in Zimbabwe.
Oh yeah?
Moved here when I was 14 years old. And the vision of the UK that I had was totally different to what I saw when I got here. So yeah. For us, it was the queen. You know what I mean? Like queen, red yeah. buses and all of that. And then I got here, you know what I mean? And I got to where my dad was living at the time. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
This is nice.
But the way you sound is like, you from here. Like.
No.
I've been here nearly 20 years of my life.
No?
So literally.
He's from like Zimbabwe?
No. Keith's got like a mix.
I've lived
mix.
All over the place. I lived in Australia. Yeah. I lived in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, I have some friends
Keith's
in
got
Zimbabwe.
A mix. You can hear it.
Jeff Prazer.
But I'm saying that's why it's lit, because it doesn't matter now.
So you know when someone's speaking in Zimbabwe.
Oh, Zimbabweans, I can spot them, you know what I mean? Just off accent.
Oh.
Just off literally like it's, I guess with East Africans, just when people speak, you can always tell.
Yeah, I've
where
been
someone's
featured
from.
In Zimbabwean song with one artist from Zimbabwe. You know Rocky?
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah, Rocky. Yeah, we did one song. And I did like a little we call it Shona.
Yeah.
Can you translate these words?
Okay.
Chiso chake, chaka naka, chivaka shure, chaka kura, maziso ake, ano. Oh.
Maziso ake, her eyes.
Chiso chake.
Not sure what that part means. What's the next bit?
Chiso chake, chaka naka.
Chaka naka, you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Chivaka shure, maziso ake.
Maziso ake, her eyes.
Ano penya.
Basically, you're beautiful.
Usabata muskana wangu.
Don't touch my girl.
Oh.
Usabata muskana wangu. Don't touch my girl.
Yeah.
That's just beautiful. Don't touch her, man.
Yeah. You know, okay. And I think with songs, you know what I mean? It's like sometimes, you know, with literal translations,
yeah.
They always sound
a bit off.
A bit off to what it sounds like in how it is. So Shona for me isn't the main language I speak. I was, you know, I'm Ndebele essentially. So I then had to learn Shona later on in life. And it's a language you don't use essentially.
I know.
But it's a language I mostly understand. So you know when I'm around people and they don't know, you know when people don't know you know a language and they'll start speaking and you're sitting there and they're talking about you and you're thinking, interesting. And then when you leave, you have to say something in that language to let them know that I heard 60% of what you said. You know what I mean? I may have missed some of it, but I heard enough to know you were talking about me.
That's
and like then everyone starts looking at you funny.
Yo.
That's like the video in the nail shop. You've seen that one?
Uh-uh.
The Chinese woman's talking about the guy in the chair. And she's saying, I don't know about his nails, blah, blah, blah. She's kind of dissing him and he's just listening. And he responds back in Chinese and she takes her mask off. And she's like, you understand Chinese? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God. Like, so you never know who knows.
I know.
What, you know what I'm saying? You can sing though. I'm not going to lie to you. That little...
Yeah, bro.
Reminds me of myself sometimes.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, I can sing, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I can't, can I, you I, sing? I can't do it now because I'm tired.
Can you sing?
I can sing, but not now. I'm a bit tired. I'm a bit tired still.
You know, there's situational singing. In the shower, he sounds like Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
In the studio, totally different story.
Yo, I hate
her. You know, there's like echo, you know? It's like auto-tune in toilets.
There you go. You know, the shower. You know what I mean? When the shower's, you know, reverb.
Even me, a lot of songs, like, I get a lot of ideas when I'm...
In the shower. That's what you get.
Yeah, bro. Because there's those delay, like, I mean, the echo acoustics. And...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's harmony, especially in my... Back home.
Yeah.
When I'm, like, when I have the...
Oh, the shower. Vibe. The shower's that big, yeah?
Yeah, man. When I say, hey, hey, hey.
Like, they hear it echoing.
Man, does that work for this, man?
Yeah. So many songs that I wrote.
But so what happens in the shower if something comes to you? Is it like, all right, let me finish washing, or yo, I need to get out immediately and write this down? What happens?
No, I'm different. Normally when I have something, it's so hard to evaporate.
Oh, serious?
I'm telling you.
It just sticks in your head?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I can be flying and I have, you know, some melodies.
Yeah.
I just go to the studio and record.
Do you write or do you have it in your head?
Sometimes I can just, you know, record. Like Tetema song, I didn't hold a pen on. It was just like vibe. Listen to the beat. Okay. Yo, give me that. It's just like that. Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Do you know why it's interesting music is? Because when you hear the finished product, sometimes people like, not disrespect the music, but they kind of think, oh, it was easy.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, like this song has come from scratch.
Sure.
Like the beat, the melody, the bridge, everything that you're hearing, someone created this from nowhere.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I rate musicians and music, because when you see the like what goes into it, you're kind of blown away. Like, but when you hear the end bit, you just think, yeah, song. But you're like, nah, bro. Because even the way you said that, a melody will come to you.
Yeah.
You might sing it out. Then someone will say, add this. Then you're like, no, add this. Take this away. It's dope, so.
Yeah.
I think a question I think is pretty dope. So, you know, all music that's out there, songs you like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Songs from different artists, right? If you can think of one song that you've heard that you love and you think to yourself, damn, I wish I was the one that, you know, wrote that song or recorded that song.
What so one song would it songs.
Be? No, one song. Well, maybe so give me three songs where you're like, maybe, I wish I was that person.
But I think, because I like vibe, I would say Jason Derulo's song, Swalla. You know that song with Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jason Derulo's song. Yeah.
That one.
That one. Because, you know, you can play it anywhere. Like, it sounds like Bongo Flavor and sometimes it's like, it's crazy. I just love that song.
What song would it be for you? If you could, like, when you hear music and you're
please
like,
Please don't pick a rap song.
Ooh.
It's going to be a rap song.
So it depends on the mood, though.
Just one.
That is hard. That's too hard, man. That's crazy. That question doesn't even make sense to me. Now he asked it. You're doing what the police do. What, you look the same because we're black. Man said all the black people the same, you know. I said, yeah. He asked it. All right, Keith, you have to go. Let me think.
Fong song,
Cisco.
100%.
You are a sick man.
No, it, bro, like,
I didn't even think about it. That's a Fong song.
Fong song has been up. I think that's of where tune, I was when that song came out. I wasn't even in this country. You know?
Oh, yeah?
So, literally, I was back home at the time. So, you know what I mean? That song has, you know, significance. And, you know, that was a song. And, you know, when a song hits properly worldwide.
Yeah.
Fong song.
Nas, Hate Me Now.
You were going to pick a rock song.
Nas.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah, he knew you were going
to
pick a rock song.
Nah, because I had to.
I told you.
All right, so we're doing R&B.
Anything. That's not rap. Show your diversity.
What's Kanye West's song with the bim?
That's rap, bro.
I know, but
same genre.
What's it called again? And I always find something wrong.
Ah, I forgot. Even thinking from my beautiful dog twisted fantasy. I know what song you mean.
Would
you have written that song or produced that song?
Produced it. Yeah. Did you hear how it was done though? The guy said that
Mike Dean.
Yeah, the white guy. Kanye said make play a piano. So he played the piano, like doom, doom, because he was trying to work out the keys.
Then he hit that one.
You picked the song, is it because you know the story about the song?
Do you know, is it? No, because I like the song so much.
Okay.
And then when I heard the story about the song, I fell in love with it a bit more.
Oh.
And then I went to the Kanye West concert, Watch the Throne, and he played that song. And he literally came out and he just pressed the bing, and everyone went mad because you didn't need to hear any other part of the song. Everyone knew what it was already.
Oh, yeah?
So I feel like that's the power of the song for me, that like, wow, you don't have to hear much. All you hear is that piano, and you know what it is.
Yeah.
Right, the bigger second one, yeah. Don't judge me for this one. Who let the dogs out?
The bar, man.
I'm sorry. You're going to tell me that song didn't have motion.
All right, you know what? I've got one. I'll let you finish.
Yeah, the song had motion. We're not going to sit here and pretend Who Let the Dogs Out was not
the party,
a song.
The party is jumping.
Yeah. We can, I guarantee you, you know when you say a song and you can think of maybe the feelings you felt around that period of time.
Well, it
was a fun time when that song came out. So, Baha Men.
All right, my song, Shabba Ranks, Mr. Loverman.
Oh, another one? Big, Mr. Loverman.
What? Mr. Loverman. Shabba. Yes. Hey, champion lover. No, nah. If you love looking for your buck up on the right, man. Hey, nah, that song there.
Okay, yo, maybe the second Michael Jackson song.
I was thinking of an MJ song, but there's too many.
Yeah.
Diggy diggy ding ding diggy ding ding.
Smooth Criminal.
Ding ding. Boom. Diggy diggy diggy. That's dope.
Yeah, the video was dope as well.
Yes.
The white suit.
With the blue stuff.
Listen, my MJ was a guy, you know. Yes. You've been shot by a smooth criminal.
And when you hear when they talk about their process where they would go through hundreds of songs.
Yeah.
Where they're like they have 100 bangers and now they have to reduce that 100 bangers down to an album. You know what I mean? Where you're just taking songs out. And then when you have that
challenge.
And they were like, and now that you have this set of bangers, they're like, okay, with what we have now, you know what I mean? What are we keeping and what are we taking out? What can we improve?
Yeah.
You know, you think you've gone through so many songs. When Quincy Jones talks about it, he was like, even when he's like, the album's complete, they're like, it's not finished. We can still do this. We can still do that. Where they're like, it's just song after song. I think now, you know, from kind of stuff I hear with certain artists, you know what I mean? Where they're like, cool, we needed 12 songs. Maybe we had 14. You know what I mean? Then we picked 12 out of the 14 and that's how the albums come around. And those could be very 12, you know, really, really good songs. But then you hear Michael Jackson's process and other people were like, we're going through hundreds and hundreds of songs.
But that's like Chris Brown though. I don't know how you are of your process. I'll ask you in a minute. But Chris Brown was like, yo, I've got like 300 songs. Like just there. Like I haven't released. Like they're just there. So it's, so it's kind of like, I don't know how, when you're making an album or so, do you say, all right, the mood I'm in is the mood for the album. The album is the message of the album.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is this, so I'm going to record 12, 14 songs that I feel is this, or you're like, you know what, I'm just going to keep on making tracks.
I think the way it is like recording every day, and since you have a lot of songs and then your team or you can say, I want to drop album. So it is like that to me, because I know musicians, they are recording a lot, you know? You can, they're going to the camp like with 4 or 5 producers.
Yeah.
So per day you can make 10 songs or 15 songs.
Yeah.
You know, then you have a lot of options. And what I know about songs, anything you like in the studio can be a hit song. Like you can have a hit song which has never been a hit maybe for 5 or 6 years and then boom. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Even that Lola, you know that, like...
Oh, bro, that song was very old.
That's what I'm saying, but then it got like a revamp when someone used it on TikTok or Instagram.
It was a banger back then.
It was, but...
Or it can be an old song and someone sample it and become like global song.
Got what Shaggy song,
you
know,
see?
Where he was like, he had a tune, you know what I mean? He's like, the song is out. They put it out. It's like the song was out for a whole year before he took off. And he's like, it's crazy because like one DJ in Hawaii, you know what I mean? Some really liked the song.
Yeah.
And he started playing it over there. And he started getting bare requests in Hawaii. And the song started to pick up. But it was a year in. The label wasn't happy about the way the song
took off.
You know, the way, I think it was, It Wasn't Me, if I'm not mistaken.
That's a big song.
Yeah. And he's like, it just, you know, just didn't take off until a year later. The label wanted to release other songs as the single.
Oh, yeah, you see?
But do you have you had that before, that you make a song in the studio and you're like, yo, this is the one? And it doesn't really do what you want it to do.
Many times.
Then there's a song that you're like, nah, it's all right. And that's the song that it's like,
yes.
Like, how?
That's happened to me as well.
But how does that happen? Like, not in a dumb way, but it's like, when you're in a studio and you hear a song, you're like, yes, I like this one. And it doesn't translate.
You can go to the studio with, you know, pianists, you know, guitarists.
Yeah.
You have back vocals, drum people, and you guys want to make a hit. And then you're not going to make it. And sometimes you can just be chilling and, oh, I feel something.
Have you had...
And that's the one that goes.
Yes, that's music.
Have you had a situation where you're in the studio, you've worked on a song, you're not really feeling it, you know, but somebody's like, yo, this is it. And you're like,
yeah.
And then they're like, this is it. And then it goes on to do something.
One of my big songs back home called Number One, I just recorded like 1 year. Like, I recorded the song and I was just, you know, playing it. Like, it's one of my songs that I used to play. It's not even on my plans.
And
one of my manager was like, I think you can put someone on the song and then we finish the song. We'll be good. I was like, I don't feel like I wanna
feature anyone on this track.
Yes. Then I was like, okay, let me do it. After we did that and we dropped the song, that was like most viewed song.
Oh, serious?
Yes. Of all my songs.
And you look back at it now and you're like, damn.
That's like Usher, isn't it? Usher
caught up.
Yes.
Yeah, Usher was like, I didn't want caught up.
L.A. Reid was like,
he's like, I didn't like it.
L.A. Reid called up the guy in the studio, you know, one of the other guys, his manager. And he's like, you better make sure that song gets recorded today. And it's one of Usher's
biggest
songs. But he's like, Usher was not interested in recording that song.
Even to Tema, one of my, you know, best songs, I went to record another song in the studio and I was leaving. And then producer played the beat. And I was like, woo, can you play that again? So I went back to the studio and then started working. Track. Yeah.
So it's crazy. If we didn't play that song, you wouldn't have made that song.
Yes.
Crazy.
Bro.
So have you ever been in the studio, you've heard a beat, and then the producer's like, nah, this is for someone else. And you're like, I have to have this.
That's what happened.
Oh, it was for someone else.
It was someone's beat. How did you know that? So I was like, okay, I'm going to record on top of it and then we're going to change the beat. But I was lying. I was like,
I'm going to take the
beat. And he said the beat to the guy. The guy was like, I think there's something missing. I was like, okay, this opportunity. Find something else for him.
Yeah. Because you're like,
but,
I'll have
yes,
this.
Yes, but right after we dropped the song.
He must have been vexed.
Yeah, he started complaining like, yo, that was my beat.
But
too
but
late.
Didn't want it. It's like, have you heard, I'm not sure if you've heard Fat Joe tell the story. So you see Candy Shop.
Yeah,
the beat for Candy Shop.
Yeah.
So the beat for Candy Shop was actually
the 50
for,
Cent one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the beat was actually for Fat Joe. So Fat Joe and Scott Storch actually did the beat together, where, you know, Fat Joe told him how to make the beat. But then Fat Joe was like, nah, this is a bit too soft for me. You know what I mean? So he's let it go. So 50's heard it and he's like, I want this. So Scott Storch has called up, you know, Fat Joe, and he's like, yo, this beat is hard. Are you sure you don't want it? He's like, nah, I'm cool. Fat Joe was like, he's called him 8 times in a row. And he's like, yo, are you sure you don't want this beat? He's like, no, bro. So he called him again. He's like, brother, I said I don't want the beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Called him again. And he's like, listen, bro, I don't want the beat. So Scott Storch was like, hey, I have a client that wants this beat. He ain't told him who it is.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah.
If he told him it was 50, he might have kept it.
Yes. Oh, I know.
Yeah, so literally he said that to him. He says he don't want it. He's, you know what I mean? He checked with him
8 times.
And then he's like, when he heard the song, he was like, oh, damn.
Do you know what it's about rap in those days? That a lot of guys were like, I don't want to come across as soft. My music needs to be like hard. It needs to sound hard.
Yeah.
Because even he done What's Love. And he was like, even he didn't want to do that. But it was like Ja Rule and Murder Inc. They were kind of his people.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, I'll give you the beat. And I'll don't worry, Joe, trust me. And that happened to be one of his biggest tracks. Yeah. So I feel like a long time ago, people were just like, nah, because people cared about their image and how they looked. 50 Cent didn't care. 50 Cent was like, I don't care.
I'm making music.
I'm making music.
But it's dope what you just said, because I guess as an artist, you can sometimes be so caught up in what your image of yourself is that sometimes you lose track of, you know what I mean, what you're building essentially, because you're like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Because I feel it makes me look like this, essentially. And when you're like, yo, you could be creating some of the best stuff of your career if you could just look past certain things. So do you feel like you've ever been in a situation where you're like, maybe I'm holding myself back by, you know, kind of tying myself into this? Have you ever been in the studio where you're like, you know what, let me try something else? So you don't seem like that kind of guy because you're so open to doing so many things. But do you feel like you've ever been in a space where you're like, let me try something else so I don't box myself in?
Yeah, many times. Of course, that's the way I feel. Like, I don't want to limit myself. Like, okay, this is me. This is not me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do different stuff.
If you could have like a dream collabo, like work with maybe like, maybe say three British artists and maybe three other artists in the world, who would they be? In terms of like, yo, like, yeah, these are people I'd love to work with.
Yeah, because I listen to a lot of musicians and I have a lot of options. But I would say Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
I know.
Maybe Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear it still.
Yeah.
Even a little melody that you I could kind of hear it still.
Yeah.
What, no Adele?
Yes! Yes, bro.
Don't worry, I'll stitch it in. You can go back again and say that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, bro. How did you know that? Yes.
I think
Adele will be number one.
That song will go off. And you know, when you think of especially collabs where you're collaborating from over here, you know what I mean, the UK and Africa. I genuinely feel like that stuff that can be, and it's always the ones where it's not an obvious collab, you know what I mean? Mm. Where you're like, you weren't expecting this and it's gone on to do crazy things, essentially. So yeah, I can hear it, you know.
Adele, if you're listening, make it happen, man. Because the thing is, I feel like, as I said, now, a long time ago, UK artists would be like, no, not doing that. Whereas to tap into other genres and markets, like it makes sense, man, because singing hasn't got a voice. If you notice, for example, when someone sings,
yeah,
you don't know where they're from. More times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas when they talk, you're like, oh, hold on. Like, you're British, you're American, you're Swedish, but when people tend to sing, it's got like a universal tone more times.
Sure.
They're
like, you can't actually tell where they're from.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's, do you know what I'm saying? And even sometimes if you do sing in French or you do sing in another language, it sounds cold.
Sounds mad. You know,
like, it sounds different because now I want to know what you're saying.
Sure.
Now I'm looking at the lyrics. I mean, what does that mean? And now I know a little bit of French, or I know a little bit of, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is going to sound crazy, yeah? But Masego, you know what I mean? I think that would be another dope collab, essentially, because I love, you know what I mean? I love his music. You know what I mean? I love how he sounds. You know, when you're talking about singers,
yeah,
what you said is right in terms of singers sound a certain way, but you then have certain singers, yeah,
that you can hear it.
You know what I mean? Where they sound the same as everyone else, but unique.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Masego.
Yeah.
When you think of Don Toliver,
yeah,
you know what I mean? When he sings, he sounds like Don Toliver.
Even Friday, that guy Friday.
Yeah.
He sounds like
his voice is crazy. Like when you hear him like singing on a tune, you can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like a certain tone.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? It does pretty well. So yeah, but I definitely think, you know, an Adele collab.
Yeah.
Beautiful, you know, beautiful scenes.
We want some points for that, though.
My team is there.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, listen, you know what I mean? Hey, on, you know, air now the project, you know what I mean? But a little something on the back.
Free shots on a little 5%, man. Get us some points. Like, you know what I'm saying? We put out there.
Mom is too greedy. 2 points is enough, you know what I mean? That's all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Don't want their lawyers going on, you know what I mean? We want this done tonight. You know what I mean? The paperwork signed before you lot leave. 5 points, Marvin. That's a, you know, 2 week negotiation to get us all the way back down to 2 points.
So if you had British food, in inverted commas, have you had that, the full English yet?
Yeah.
You had it, the full English?
No.
Yeah. Come on, English, man. Okay.
But this is the third time here.
He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
All right,
what are you talking about?
All right, so basically, in terms of like, you've got London and UK is very diverse. So obviously you've got Nigerians, West Indian, like you've got all different people, like Italians, but there's certain food that like English people eat, as in like it's not staple, but it's within their culture. And there's one thing called the full English. So it's like it's breakfast. So it's like a fried egg, sausages, beans, toast. Then you can add other things, mushrooms.
No, you can't add it. That's part of it.
No, that's part of it. No, but it's different. You could add it.
Full English?
Yeah, full English.
Bro, for it to be full English, it has to have certain things in it. If you take those things off, it's not full English.
You don't have to have mushrooms
in
there.
I thought you guys were talking about language. Is that food?
Yeah. So the full English. So basically, for example, like most times, staple full English would be like eggs, bacon, sausages, beans, toast, cup of tea. Like, you know, But then obviously, then as I said, you can, some people add like tomato, mushrooms. Try it, bro. When you try it, please let me know. And then I'm going to send you some other things. I think
we need to have a full Swahili now.
There we go. We need that.
What's that?
You said it's full English. Now we're gonna have full Swahili.
Yes. So what do you have for breakfast? What do they have for breakfast in? Yeah, traditionally.
I think the favorite is how do you call Kiporo? Is last night food? That remained. What is that?
Leftovers.
Yes, leftovers. Yes.
But that's breakfast.
Yes. That's dope.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, Chinese bags. Yes. It's another thing you got to have as well.
So that's the vibe. You got rice and beans, that's famous.
That's famous.
Yeah.
Another thing you got to have, fish and chips when you're here.
Fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Oh, yeah?
No. Bang it.
Take it to Morley's.
Do you know what it is?
It's not part of full English.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I need to buck you, don't worry, because I'm from East London. Listen, fish and chips from the right place.
Yes.
No, but that's not the same thing, man. You bet there's chicken shops over there, bro. Can it tell chicken shops? It's not like... Remember, Tower Hamlets is more fish and chips. Newham's more like... It's more... not. I can't say more black, but it's like more like chicken shops and Dallas, fried chicken. You know them ones? A bit more urban still, so...
So you know a lot about food, and I was asking about food and you was just silent.
No, but do you know what it is? You need to eat food, because I feel like even if you vlog it or like you put on your TikTok, I think it's interesting because people back home and around the world will see like, I'm in this country.
Oh.
There's a dish that they have here, full English. Let me try it. Whether you like it or not, it's different.
Yeah, I think I'll try it tomorrow.
Yeah, try it.
Just don't stay away from the black pudding.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, black pudding's crazy.
Yeah. What is it?
Pig's blood.
Yeah, it's kind of congealed pig's blood and it's a little block and it's just made of pig's blood.
Oh.
It looks like... Like a black pudding. It looks like a little potato.
Oh,
but I used to eat it when I was younger. I didn't know what it was. So... And then one day I asked, I said...
I think I don't want that one.
Yeah, you don't want that one. Yeah. And I asked, I said, what is this? She's got pig's blood. I said, Jesus. I've been eating this for years. I used to eat all the time, bro. Like, because I didn't know what it was.
So you let it influence you against eating it? Peer pressure, bro. You were enjoying it.
No.
Bro, you ate it for years.
For how many years?
I didn't enjoy it. I just didn't mind. I didn't mind it.
Brother, I'm sorry. You've been doing it for years. You were loving it.
No, he was loving it, and you let her influence it negatively.
Love me.
I did it. Once you hear it,
I've been eating it for years.
No, you can't go back on that. Congealed pig's blood. I'm like, how did you even think of this? Who was there saying, let's congeal some pig's blood and fry it?
Just ideas, bro.
It's like clotted.
Like, yeah, gelled.
Just good ideas.
It's mad. And even blood is like, it's crazy.
But you eat cow foot?
I do and I don't. Like, I don't go out and say, yo, let me get a cow foot. But if someone's made stew and they've cut up cow foot in there, I ain't going to say no.
So you don't mind if they put the whole foot on the plate?
No, I can't see the whole foot on the plate, bro. I can't see the whole foot that's chilling.
So if someone give you pig blood now, you will know the test? Because you've been eating it for years.
You would know it.
You're on me, boy.
You've been eating it for time.
Nah, I don't like your tone, bro. What's going on here? What's up? Man said, yo. Nah.
You know what it is.
Nah, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what it is. I can't remember what it tastes like. I'll be honest. That's when I was like young. You're moving mad.
I'm sorry, bro. Hey, listen. You know,
it's
like riding a bike.
I was going to fire back. No, that's completely different, though. It's so different. Bro, I had it like when I was like 11 or something like that.
Almost a grown man, bro.
If we do calculations, like nine years? You said for how long?
No, I haven't, since when I was 11 years old. Not,
yeah, so it's like, how long were you eating it?
Oh, no, no. From when I was maybe about 7 or 8 to maybe about 11.
So, you know what I mean? So, good 3-4 years,
like, when I used to be in Stratford, there was a cafe in my mum's shop. So, I used to go there, like, on holidays in the morning, like, just to get breakfast.
So, how many years then?
That process was like 4 years, bro. They do say it takes...
here we go.
16 weeks to develop a habit. You did it for 4 years?
I didn't do it. It wasn't 16 years. It wasn't consistent. It was six holidays, so it was 6 times.
There's 36 weeks.
No, not 36 weeks. But, it was 6 times. Okay,
this is the way you used to
24
order.
24 weeks, actually.
No, I just ordered, as I said, our full English. So just a cup of tea, whatever. And it's only when me and my brother were talking about it.
Don't forget pig's blood.
No. No. Then I said, one time I just said, oh, do you want black pudding in that? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what is that, by the way? She told me, I said, never again. But I didn't know. So the funny thing is, if I didn't know, I'll still eat it today. I'll go to a cafe and say, yeah, let me get black pudding, because I wouldn't know what it was. It doesn't really taste like anything. It was weird. I don't remember it.
Ooh. 4 years,
no,
bro.
No, but you know what it is? No, but you know that when you eat, for example, like, I'm not a fan of baked beans. Yeah. Like, if you
do,
I don't...
But do
I
you just have them on their own, or do you...
What, baked beans?
Them out? Yeah. Do you put stuff in them? Onions?
No. See what I'm saying? I don't eat baked beans in my house. It's like, when I have the full English, I'll have it. Whereas I know girls that, like, season baked beans. They put onions in there, peppers, like... You're like, yeah, what? Like, this is... Yeah, but for me...
No,
in the cafe, they just can heating it up just, and that's maybe a bit of salt.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So that's how
so
I
So growing up,
beans.
You didn't have them with the seasoning and stuff?
I didn't have beans like that when I was growing up.
Serious?
Only if I'm having a full English. And even when the beans on toast, I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't know about it back then, seasoning. So if I had beans on toast, it would have just been beans on toast, maybe a bit of cheese on top. Yeah, that's another one you can have, beans on toast.
Yeah.
No, but you know, the thing is, you're looking at it because
that's dope, bro.
You don't rate it. So you're saying, but it's just it's for him to try. but the music he makes, he appreciates the world. So don't let this guy pigeonhole you.
Yeah?
If this guy was your music manager, he wouldn't want you to leave the country.
So in London, I'm gonna have mash. Eating experiments.
Yeah, yes. There's bangers and mash as well. The bangers and mash. Bangers and mash.
Sunday roast.
That's a banger.
Sunday roast. You can take him out for a Sunday roast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Sunday roast.
So I think you should have a list for me, like a breakdown of it.
I'll send some stuff still.
Yeah.
100%. Sure. You know what I mean? Go out there, try different things. I think that would be great. You might, you know what I mean? You might like it, or you might refuse to eat British food ever again.
I think next time when I come here, I'll bring my...
shepherd's pie as well.
No. Forget about food now. I'll bring my my perfume brand.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, I'm dropping it soon.
Oh, dope.
Oh, tell us a bit more
can you
about
tell
that.
Can you tell us the name or...
Yeah.
Can you tell us the story behind it? Because, you know, when people have kind of a brand, what's the story behind
every,
it?
In every Valentine, I normally drop an EP called Flowers. So it's just love songs, you know, those Valentine songs. And why I call Flowers is like gift to my fans, because they love my my love songs.
Yeah.
So I have to give them. And I was just, now I have that business mindset. I was like, okay, what can I do to, you know, for my people? And I was like, okay, I like to, you know, smell good. And I was like, okay, let me do something for them. So I didn't want to call it Flowers, because it's
too obvious. Yeah.
So it's called Fleur. Like French.
What does that mean? Oh, it's
flower.
Oh, that's French for flower. Flech,
yes. So it's Fleur by Rayvanny. It's coming soon.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds all right still.
Yes.
That's actually dope still.
Yeah.
So in terms of, you know, what it smells like, can you...
Did you have a say in how it would smell in terms of... Were you that involved? Did they like say, these are the smells? Or you're like, no, I like... Yeah,
this
vanillary, or I like it sweet, I like it more musky.
Yeah, we have a conversation now, like,
oh,
to
you're
come with
it.
Yeah. Like, it's final, we're on the final part, like,
that's dope.
Soon it's gonna be out.
Is there any other things that you're involved in terms of away from music? In terms of, like, so you said, all right, you've got perfume. Is there any other things you're involved in
business wise?
Yeah,
I have different businesses, restaurant.
Okay.
You know, yes, I'm coming with my clothing line.
Okay.
Yes. So now it's perfume, you know?
You like that.
That's dope, man.
Branding
that's
dope. Everything.
Yeah.
How long are you in the UK for now at this time, in terms of?
I'm going to leave soon.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to leave soon, like on 26, I think.
And the reason you're here?
I'm here for some shows.
Okay, dope.
Like linking up with my fans in the UK.
Dope.
So Northampton will be 23rd. And then we'll go to London.
Yeah.
24 and 25, Birmingham.
Okay.
Yes.
So have you done shows in the UK before? And if you have, what city have you enjoyed the most?
Every time I'm here, it's a vibe. Yeah, that's, you know, making music, it's okay. Writing, it's okay. But performing.
The energy and
Yeah, that's how you feel it.
Yeah.
You know, when people sing to your song, react to your song.
Yeah, it must be crazy though when sometimes you, especially like, you're not from the UK.
Yes.
So you go somewhere that you're not from and the people that live there are singing
your
music.
I came from Toronto. I was in Toronto. I just landed today, right? Yeah, so you met those people that, we just drive 8 hours from New York for your show. Like,
crazy.
It's an amazing experience. It
must
so,
be a crazy feeling.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah.
That is...
Would you say that's the best part of being a musician? That, in terms of the energy you get from your fans? Or apart from the stability, the money, whatever. Like that goes without saying. Let's take that away. But in terms of, would you say it's that, or maybe you making a song from scratch and it blowing? Like, what would you say for you is like a defining or a feeling that you're like, yo, do you know what? This keeps me going, or this gives me the motivation to do.
Oh, you know, I think to me, yeah. I think to I'll talk about myself. Like the feeling that I love, like, to be famous or to be a musician is like I have a big, big, big family.
Okay.
You know, when you're a musician, you're not belong to one family. You belong to the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, your world is your family. Like, I can go to Zimbabwe. I can go to Angola. I can go wherever.
And you're
I
known.
Met people and they happy to see me. So, I have big family, so that's what I like. Like, you know, that's a good feeling too, you know, to have a big family, you know. You meet people, and then they know you. Like, you know, this is far away from home. And, oh, Rayvanny. I was like, oh, that's an amazing feeling.
You know what I mean? It is, like, that is, you know, a good feeling where you're abroad. And, you know, because it kind of shows you how far your work travels, essentially. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, conquering home is great.
Yeah.
But like you said, when you go out there and you're like, this is how far. And I think meeting different people in different countries is kind of that reminder that, you know what I mean, I'm working hard and it's actually...
Do you know what's sick about that? Even I went to New York the other day. Just came back. I literally came back today. And I must have been with my friend in Times Square. I went to go meet her to go and do shopping. And I was going to go get my bread in a jersey.
Yeah.
As I'm walking, one dude's like, yo, Marv, what you did in New York? Yeah. I'm like, oh, rah, what's good? Just a holiday, bro. He's got, oh, I love the pod. I said, oh, cool. Like, rah. Then when I went to Lagos Lounge, another girl from London I knew was there. And I was like, rah. So the person I was with was like, rah, how are you in my city? And like, you know more people than like I have in the past. But it's interesting that you don't know who knows you until you're out or certain places. And the thing is, think about how many times people see you and they don't say nothing.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because there's times where I've been driving, I've seen someone, and I just thought, whatever, I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's true, man.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you coming through, man.
Thanks a lot.
And we're definitely going to tap into
Tanzanian. Let me tell you this. If you know, you guys are working so hard and you're busy the whole year. When you want to go to vacation, that's the place to be, bro.
See, that's another thing as well.
I'm telling you, come to Zanzibar.
Yep.
Do you know what
Mount Kilimanjaro, whatever.
One guy messaged me, and I can't remember his name, man. Forgive me, I'm up and listening. Yeah. But he was like, I think I put on my itinerary that I'm going to try and travel like every month this year somewhere.
Yeah.
So someone was like, yo, try Zanzibar. And I was like, all right, cool. And he's like, do you know what? I'm going to send you all the hotels and all the places you can go in Zanzibar. And he was like, bro, I'm telling you that. I think there was a certain period, he was like, it's really busy, like tourist season. Yeah. So things are a bit more expensive. The hotels might be booked out. But then there's other times. But like, I heard it's beautiful, bro. Like the beaches, like the everything is just, it's nice.
Oh man, that's my place. Just come there. You guys, I'm going to host you there. You just tell me when you're ready. Just come there and see the beautiful country.
Yeah. I'm totally dumb.
Listen, you see, I was going to go.
Now I'm going.
Now you're going.
I'm going to toast you. You know you're with someone that's 30 in that place.
Like,
let me enjoy,
coming.
Man. Don't, yeah. Listen, don't be saying this when I message you.
You look at me telling security.
See by the airport, like, yo, Ray.
You remember your promise.
And security's talking about it right now.
Man, say he can't even say Tanzanian, man. Get him out of here, man. But
to come there. You know, you have to come there. It's a beautiful country, trust me. And peace.
I heard Gambia is another beautiful country as well. Is it the Gambia?
Gambia?
I heard that's another beautiful country. But the thing is,
I've never been in Gambia.
People hear about Dubai, Jamaica. Like, there's certain places you hear, but you're like, no, but there's a lot of places in the world that are beautiful, but you just don't know about it. Or people don't, the light hasn't been shone on it. But sometimes it's better that way, because you don't want too many people there anyway. But yeah, I'm definitely going to come through.
And I will definitely be visiting Tanzania.
I'll be waiting for you guys.
We're doing it, man. 100%. Taser's not invited.
Tanzanian.
Tanzanians. We will be Tanzanians by the end of the year.
And also testament to you as well, because you landed and you still came to the interview.
Because
I know certain artists would land and be like,
Not today, bro.
Allow me, bro. I don't know what I'm doing today, but not today. But you still came, which is
a testament
to you. So thank you. I appreciate you coming through. Cool.
Let's get it. Boom.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.